Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Tonight is hashtag March Madness is upon us. This week, you can argue for myself, is my favorite college basketball week of the year because I'm big into these lower-level college tournaments there where it's do or die. You win the tournament, you basically win the season for yourself and head to the tournament. But this is a fantastic week of basketball. It's kicked off. We're ready to rock and roll. It's time to put the pedal to the metal, and we're going to separate the men from the boys. Once again, folks, welcome to the show. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with myself, Donnie Wrightside, weekly show for us there. As I tell you before, we're hoping to make this a daily show that is coming up in the not-so-distant future for us there, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the show. It's a live, interactive show. It's a lot of fun. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. We gamble. That's what we do. NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, you name it, we at TrendBetting.com have it. Down the line, we're going to take some phone calls on the show and open it up to some live tweets and really, really get interactive and hopefully move the show to a little bit earlier in the day, sort of when like the lines are opening up in the morning, so we can almost have, you know, coffee and breakfast over there talking about the lines and what's going to set up throughout the day, obviously what happened the night before as well. But again, this is gambling tips. This is what we're about, what we look for in the day's action, why is the line moving, and with the NCAA tournament, just like pro football in the playoffs, everybody gambles on it. The Super Bowl is a huge day. Obviously, with March Madness, the office pools, everybody is getting down on the tournament, getting money in, whether it be in Las Vegas, offshore, illegally, with your bookie, with pools, you name it, they are betting on it. And my favorite time of the year, it's another indication of when you can use the public versus Las Vegas, meaning who is the public taking? Who is Joe Q public? Say, this is my favorite team. I watch college basketball every once in a while. I know Kentucky. I know Virginia. I know Duke. But you don't know the rest of the top 20, or for that matter, the rest of the field of 64. Let the professionals take care of that for you. A lot of people out there, a lot of casual gamblers do know the sport. There's no question about it. But when you study it every day, knowing these teams line by line, what wins, what loses, that's going to be your bottom line, and that's going to put you over the top come tournament time. I can't stress it enough. Make sure you know who the public is betting and readjust, and also look at why the public is betting those games and try to find that little nugget there that's going to push you over the top and give you the added edge and added bonus. About me, myself, 20 years in this game with the gambling online, again, right around 2 to 3 years. I've been on TrendBetting.com as well as my own site, RightSideValuePlays.com. And you know me, I'm a straight shooter there. same plays on each site every single day and monitored by a third party. If I didn't have the play, it's not going to be, hey, I missed that play last night. I didn't know you gave that play out last night. That's not what we're about at Trend Betting. We're straightforward. We're honest. We're just like you. We want to put money in your pocket. We spend a lot of time studying these games, and it's about honesty and integrity. And again, putting you on the right side more than not. Less is more typically is the approach unless you get down to March Madness. There's a lot of games, a lot of teams playing for everything, and the one thing you know is these teams are going to play it right down to the wire because their season is on the line. This isn't like a game that you're going to bet midseason where somebody's trying to rest up and maybe a look-ahead game for next week, your big conference rivals coming up over the hill. These games are do or die. Each team is focused on each game individually and is going to play it down to the wire. That's why we increase our plays, because a lot of these numbers, you can see them pretty clearly. But again, I can't stress it enough. Make sure you know who you're betting on this tournament. Get all the information that you possibly can have. Myself, again, love betting NCAA, both college basketball and also college football, NFL, award-winning Major League Baseball. Gosh, that's right around the corner, folks. Can't believe it. It's sneaking right up upon us again. That certainly is one of my favorite times of the year. And you know, by looking at the numbers there, we're going to rake it and rake it again. We're going to take it pretty easy through April, as we do every year, as we gather information, because I am a numbers guy. I'm not going to take any intuition on there. I'm not going to look at a game and just bet a side just to bet a side. Or if I think one team's hot early in the season because they won two straight games in the opening week, that's not what we're about. We're going to take hardcore numbers. We're going to put them to use for you, and that's when we really get cooking and underway in May. So April is a little bit of a light month for us, obviously outside of the winding down of March Madness, but it's a big month indication-wise and numbers-wise for how we're going to spend the summer and who we're going to be taking and betting on there for you. Check out my videos there. You see them online. We're going to do a lot more of those once we turn this show into a full-time program, and 5 days a week there we're going to be able to catch and see me live doing the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Catch me on Twitter at RightsideVP and also on Facebook at Donnie Rightside. Always there to help you out there. I love the joke around. You know I'm an Eagles fan. You can bust my stones. I'll bust your stones back. You know, some big developments there with the Chip Kelly today with DeMarco Murray, adding Ryan Matthews as well. It's just a lot of banter there. Cowboys are the arch enemy there, and we stole one of their players. So, hey, come on and talk to me about it on Twitter. As I said, it is a lot of fun. And segueing right in there for trendbetting.com, we're guys. We're just like you. We love to bet sports. Sports is our passion. This is what we do for a living, and we're pretty darn good at it there. If you go to the website now, it's a very crisp and clean, professional-looking website. Lucky Lance Williams, my very good friend, and you hear the story all the time. A couple years back, he just reached out to me one day, turned it into a friendship there going back and forth. He knew I would not come on board unless this ship was run with integrity and honesty. Absolute Lance has been from day one, bottom line there, an honest dude and a very good dude, knows his sports. You definitely want to catch up with him on Twitter as well and on Facebook. He's a good guy. But again, to the website itself, trendbetting.com, it's there to help you out. Very cheap and affordable. Packages there are here to help you out. Any single thing that you want, we have available for you. As I said, with the roster, Lucky Lance Williams is there. I, myself, Donnie Rightside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMA Dre, Travis the Hitman Terry. You have Jeff Brandis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Caleb the Prophet. What you want, folks, we have for you, whether it's MMA, NFL, NHL, NBA. You know, it's all there. If you want fights, we got it. If you want, you know, MMA fighting, we have it there for you. If you want soccer, if you want tennis, we have an outlet and individual packages that will fit your needs. So once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com, click on the experts tab, take a look at us there. We're here to help you out. Contact us on Twitter, ask us any questions that you want. We're here to do it the right way, and we're going to be in this for the long term. It's very important that you understand it. Once again, we are guys. We love sports gambling, but we do this for a profession. Reach out to us and let us help you out there on trendbetting.com. Now, folks, the good stuff is going to begin there for us. Let's take a look at March Madness. All right, as we said, March Madness has begun for us. A lot of fun we had with the gambling last week on the website. I myself went 3-1 on my 5-star premium play wins. You're only as good as your last big victory, and we certainly had a sensational week. Again, if you might say there, it's like, yeah, 3-1, you only had 4 plays. It was actually 6 plays. We did take 2 pushes, but we did go 3-1 on the big numbers. We also have an all-action card, which is very cheap and affordable. We can get those on both websites as well. We went 12-9 on our 1-star play. So we did profit a little bit. That was 2.10 units on the action card. So it's very cheap and expensive. You profited there, and we certainly hit a home run swinging for the fences at 75% on our premium plays. And I like to say that we do that every week. It's just not possible, folks. I mean, we're going to run hot. We're going to run a little bit cold there, but those plays are designed to hit right around 55% to 60% at the high end there, and that's going to put money in your pocket, and that's what we care about. I could sit here all day long and say I hit 100%, 75% every week. I have a slam dunk game of the year tomorrow night. Folks, I don't. I'm honest. It's about integrity. It's about leading you in the right direction and putting you on the right side. Can't say it's going to win every night, but the research that we do, we're going to have a damn good shot at winning one of those games there for you each and every night. As I said again, 12-9 on the 1-star plays, 3-1 on our 5-star premium plays. So it certainly was a very, very fun week last week. Heading into this week, as I said again, one of my favorite times of the year, especially today on Thursday. I believe there were 66 games on the card. We'd be over 60 games on the card today that you had to cap and go over. We spent a lot of time last night reviewing those plays, had a lot of fun taking a look earlier today in those games on our premiums. We did go 1-1 today. Boy, we took a swing and a miss. As I said again, we lost the VCU game. I had -12 in that game. I thought they would absolutely run wild over Fordham, who played late last night. And again, Eric Paschal did get hurt for Fordham. So I figured that VCU would just take that press up another notch and slowly wear them out, you know, build that lead 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 16, and eventually get it, run it up to about 20. I thought the game would settle between 15 to 16 points. VCU did win the game, but only won by a handful of points. And it honestly, folks, didn't even have a chance to cover. It was a straight up swing and a miss. Right behind that game today, our 5-star premium play was on Boise State. They handled their business, ended up winning the game by 12. We're up the entire stretch. Derek Marks only played 3 minutes in the first half, and Boise State was still up 4 at the break, so you knew you were in some pretty good hands. They ran that number up to 16, and as I said, settled in right around that 10 to 12 point range and ended up winning the game 80 to 68, which put us at 1-1. We're done for the premium plays on this evening, but we do have a bunch of all-action plays in effect right now. If we take a look yesterday, just to review some of the games going over in March Madness, Florida State started off the ACC tournament with a nice win over Clemson, 76-7. I believe at game time, Florida State was actually a dog, catching about a point to point and a half versus Clemson. Flipping it over to Conference USA, Florida International edged the University of Texas, San Antonio. One of my favorite conferences there. I always keep an eye on Conference USA. North Carolina blew the doors off of Boston College the day before. We actually had a premium play the day before, which lost, which was Boston College, was -2. They only picked up a 1-point victory there, which obviously hurt us there. So didn't mind seeing Boston College get their doors blown off, since they didn't help myself, friends, or clients get to the finish line. Cal beat up on Washington State 84-59. New Mexico 61-68. Air Force, which was a mild upset there. I believe that number was about 2 or 3 points at closing, but Air Force at 6-12 in the Mountain West, not a very good basketball team, and I'm going to show you why today on some of the angles that we hit on those. Middle Tennessee State with a mild upset over Charlotte, 63-60. Nebraska lost to Penn State, 68-65. And I believe Penn State, again, we're going to go over as we flip over the page. Penn State on a nice little run in the Big Ten there as well. USC 67-64 over Arizona State, also with UNLV pummeling Nevada 67-48, some of the lower-end games there. We did have an action play last night on Fordham, which won 71-65 over George Mason. That was a very big anti-public play, but we saw a nice angle in that game, and it didn't even matter that Eric Paschal got hurt, who was Fordham's best player, I believe averaging about 16-8 per game. Only played a couple minutes with that high ankle sprain. Didn't matter. Fordham led throughout and certainly hung on for the victory. One of the losses we did take last night on our action card, Eastern Michigan Bowling Green. Boy, and I say it again, you guys see me write it up all the time. For some reason, we just can't take Eastern Michigan. I can't bet against them. I can't bet for them. I believe on the season, this is no lie, I believe we're 0-7 betting on Eastern Michigan games, both for or against. Just can't seem to get a feel of Eastern Michigan this year, which is kind of funny. Hey, sometimes you got to sit back and take a laugh there. But boy, oh boy, we need to avoid Eastern Michigan. I believe they're down tonight. I'm going to go over that in just a few moments. So hopefully they get knocked out so I never have to look at that card again. Marquette smoked Seton Hall 78-56. Our five-star premium play yesterday was North Carolina State -3 over Pittsburgh. Got out to a 14-point lead at the half. Hung on in the second half to win comfortably 81-70. So it was a very profitable night for myself and also friends and clients. TCU edged Kansas State 67-65. Auburn edged Mississippi State 74-68. Western Kentucky was an easy winner, 59-45 over Marshall, and Minnesota 80-68 over Rutgers. You see me tweet out a lot of times there, boy. If you're back in Rutgers at any time this year, I would like to catch up with you sometime. If you ever get out to Las Vegas and sit down and have a shot beer and a cigar with you, because boy, is that some painful basketball. Even though you're catching most nights anywhere between 10 to 20 points with Rutgers, boy, it is no easy deal back in them or even watching that. It sounds like a lot when you're getting double-digit points, especially with a conference team, whether it be home or on the road. It's usually typically kind of tough to beat those teams in conference and beat them by double digits, but boy, Rutgers just seems to get filleted every single time they take the court. So it's always interesting to watch somebody and why they back them. Duquesne, a winner over St. Louis, 61-55. I believe they were -3.5 sometime around game time there. They were a heavy public play, and I guess obviously they were the right side pulling out the victory. I know at the half, St. Louis did have a short little lead there, but I think maybe 2 or 3 points, if I remember. But down the stretch, Duquesne was the better team throughout. Akron over Western Michigan, we said it all year long, one of the most talented teams in the MAC conference is the Western Michigan Broncos. They did get beat by Akron. Pat Forsythe, the center for Akron, still a little bit banged up there. But we've said it all year, Western Michigan is a very soft team. Super, super talented, but very, very soft. Even with Austin Ritchie and also Hammond in the backcourt finally getting together, I believe heading down the stretch, they were 6-7-1 when they both took the court together, but it didn't seem to matter. Akron just came out strong and firing, took a 7-point lead at the half, and never looked back, winning by double digits. Creighton with a nice easy win over DePaul, 78-63. Texas with a 12-point win over Texas Tech. North Texas got blasted by Rice, 82-54. I don't know that too many people saw that one coming. Miami of Florida, 59-49. Andrew Rodriguez coming back in that game. Did play sparingly. Actually, you know what? I don't even know if he played sparingly in that game. Only watched a little bit of the first half since we didn't have any action on that game. But I did see them, Miami, take control later in the first half and just put it on cruise control in the second half to win by double digits. Taking a look, if we go over some other information there, that did wind down the actual day for yesterday. So if we take a look at a little bit of action today and take a little peek in the numbers on Thursday, as I said, there were 60 games today that you could have gone over and absolutely capped, which was, you know, it's kind of a lot to see, but you have to pick your spots. By this time in the year, these are good basketball teams. You should know a good deal about each and every team and each and every conference here to be a very, very well-rounded capper. Now, coming in, you have to pick your spots because you're really going to look at the lines and see what numbers jump out and what numbers are really standing out, saying, you know, that line doesn't make too much sense or that line looks a little bit higher. Those are the games that I really like to dip into because once these teams are still playing technically in conference play, you have a pretty good sheet of what your knowledge would be from over the season on who's playing who, why they play, how these teams matched up, because each of those teams, most of the times, a lot of times, you know, ACC, bigger conference there, they're not playing in a true round robin where they're each playing each other two times a season. So at least you're getting at least one game in there to take a look at, and 50 to 60% of the time, those conferences at least have a round robin, and you're playing a home and away game. Earlier today, Virginia 58-44 victor over Florida State. Villanova pummeled Marquette, and God, man, Villanova smokes the Big East. If they're not winning by damn near 30 every single game, it doesn't even matter if it's home or away. LaSalle, Big Five team, you know, we're from that Philadelphia area over here, 76-69 winner over UMass. One of the stunners of the day, I did have an early action play on Illinois over Michigan. I can't figure that game out. Michigan blew the doors off Illinois by 18 points. I'll always like a nice little angle in these conference tournaments. They're playing in the Chicago, the state of Illinois, so you figure they would have a decent following there. And Michigan, not a very good team. They're not even a bubble team. Illinois is a bubble team. So they had to have that victory and got destroyed. So you can pretty much slam the door shut on their overall bubble. And maybe they can get some NIT bids and go relax. But I know over in Champaign, that's not really what they go for. It's the NIT. Baylor, 80-70 winner over West Virginia. We did have Baylor today as a one-star action play, -3. They did hold on to the lead at the end and close them out by double digits. Florida, 69-61 over Alabama. FIU's slipper fell off today to UTEP, 83-71. Iowa upended by Penn State as their run continues. Look at that, 4-14 in the Big Ten, two straight wins in the Big Ten tournament. We'll see how they fare tomorrow against some stiffer competition. Providence busted up St. John's, 74-57. Louisville, a 10-point loser to North Carolina, 70-60. Louisville shot damn near 60% in the first half, had a 5-point lead, but that was erased quickly within the first few moments by North Carolina in the second half there. VCU, a 6-point win over Fordham. As I said, that was one of our 5-star premium plays. Really thought VCU with that Havoc defense would just tear down that Fordham team. They averaged 14 turnovers per game. I just figured they would pick them apart. As you know, previous in the season, we had the St. Louis Billikens and the VCU Rams in a game there where VCU was favored by, I believe, 11.5 points and really blew the doors off of St. Louis. VCU tends to beat up on those bad teams that don't handle pressure really well or can score with efficiency, and Fordham was one of those teams. But, hey, sometimes numbers just don't work out for you. So we definitely missed on that game, no question about it. Arizona cover machine, 73-51 over Cal. That game was tied up late in the first half, and Arizona poured it on in the second half for an easy winner. As I said earlier, again, Boise State, 80-68 winner over Air Force. That was a 5-star premium play winner. Kansas, without a couple big guns, handles TCU 64-59. And in overtime, East Carolina over UCF. And also Old Dominion, which is one of my favorite teams to bet this year. They really bring the defense. They got shellacked today by Middle Tennessee State, 59-52. Old Dominion did have a lead in the second half, but fell apart. As you know, they struggled a little bit to score the basketball. They do play really, really good defense, but they certainly didn't hold up their end of the bargain. Wyoming, 67-65 over Utah State. Just to go over one more quick game as well, Texas State holds on, 68-62 over Texas Arlington. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and go over some bubble watch teams. Hang on, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. A couple minutes here left in the show. Let's go over some important information. Tickets already punched to the tournament, the automatic qualifiers. Belmont, Coastal Carolina, Northern Iowa, Northern Florida, Northeastern, Wofford, Manhattan. You know I love that conference, the Metro Atlantic, and a sensational final there with Manhattan and Iona. Loved every minute of that season this year. Each and every game we were tuned in there, bet 30 to 40 times on that conference all year long. Fantastic season. Robert Morris, we did have a one-star action play on that championship game, getting 5.5 points. Robert Morris won outright. Valpo, sensational season in the horizon. Both them and Wisconsin Green Bay, wire to wire each time. Tough, hard-fought games. Valpo, a honest champion out of the horizon. They're going to do some damage come tournament time as well. NDSU, Gonzaga, and Lafayette are the teams that have already punched their tickets. Let's take a look at more important information. Sunday is Selection Sunday, folks. One of the best days of the year. You sit back, the brackets are formulated. You're going to know who plays who, and the best part about it, you have a couple days to get ready. You dig in. You got all those games lined up there. You can go line by line, analyze game after game after game, and have plenty of time to do it. But who is fighting on the bubble? We talked earlier, Illinois, the Fighting Illini. See ya. No more bubble eligible going to the NIT. There's no question about that. The VCU Rams, who really struggled down the stretch, and you know we did have Davidson over VCU as a premium play last week, and they scorched VCU just because of the matchup possibilities and a sensational game by Davidson. They don't turn the ball over, shoot the lights out. They were at home in one of the biggest games in school's history. They handled their business, but VCU is still in the bubble. They couldn't afford a loss to Fordham today. It wasn't a good showing because they were down to Fordham in that second half and used a little run late to get the lead and secure the win, but they're still in the bubble. Tough game tomorrow versus Richmond. I cannot wait to cap that game and get a little bit more involved. Texas A&M lost today. They were on the bubble. Looks like they're not going to be dancing this year. Old Dominion Monarchs, same exact equation there. They had to make a run in the conference tournament there. They lost to Middle Tennessee State today, so they're on the outside looking in. I believe UCLA is playing right now and pummeling USC, so they are helping themselves there. Hoosiers playing, Longhorns playing. I think the Longhorns do have a lead over Iowa State right now. That would go a long way with a victory there. Ole Miss Rebels playing South Carolina. The Hurricanes playing in a tough matchup against Notre Dame. Colorado State also on that bubble playing Fresno State. I believe Colorado State's a 9-point favorite, so they probably are going to win that game pretty easily. Huge game for the Stanford Cardinal coming up later tonight versus Utah. But those are the teams that are sitting on the bubble. The more wins they get, the better their chances are to get into the tournament. So you definitely want to keep an eye out for some of those teams and maybe use them as ammunition. But it might not work out so well. The Fighting Illini already cost us one, and so did the Rams today. So, but again, the Boise State Broncos, who are still on the bubble, they helped us out with a nice 12-point victory as well. Looking at the tournament itself, what to bet for? The main thing that you want to look at the tournament, it's a little bit different in conference basketball play because you're going to get teams, as I said again, that really know each other, and they're going to a city to play each other. So most of the time they're going to be getting the same rest. Tonight is really the last night that you're going to factor that in because teams that, you know, maybe had a hard-fought or overtime victory the night before, they're flipping the court and playing right back the very next day. Same thing with Marquette. Marquette tipped off at noon today and got their doors blown off by Villanova. You definitely want to take a look at rest. You also want to take a look at where the game is, and more importantly for next week, because the NCAA does go to the pod system. So if you're a very good team, a la Duke, you're going to probably be staying home somewhere in that Greensboro area, as well as, you know, if you're one of the bigger market teams there, you're going to be staying home, you know, Los Angeles area, somewhere in the Northwest, you know, Midwest. They're going to keep you at home because it's going to give a chance for your fans to get there and certainly give you an advantage since you are the higher seed. You also want to look at matchups come tournament time. Again, with the conference tournaments now, you know the matchups. These teams are similar to each other, same talent pool that they're all dealing with. But once you get into the NCAA tournament next week, you're going to have teams coming out of the Midwest playing, you know, the Big 12. You know, the Wichita State Shockers are going to match up maybe against a Kentucky. You have to know these teams inside and out, who rebounds well, who doesn't turn the ball over. Do they start five seniors versus a team that starts, you know, three sophomores and two freshmen? Know those teams, know your matchups, because in the tournament, these teams are not familiar with each other. So pick your spots accordingly there and definitely do your research. The one thing I can't stress enough again, take a look at who the public is betting in the tournament. The most bets of the year are placed during the Field of 64 tournament. Know that. See who they're betting on and use that to your advantage, because Joe Smith down the street, who sees Kentucky, oh, Kentucky's going to play today. They're playing, I don't know, let's use it again, Wichita State. They don't really know Wichita State. They don't know how good Wichita State is. So they just see maybe a Kentucky minus 8.5 versus Wichita State and say, oh, it'll blow the doors off that team right there. So you definitely want to look, get as much information as you can, but certainly use the public to your advantage. And the hashtag that we used last year during the tournament is hashtag take the points and pray. These are all good basketball teams, you know, usually outside of the 16th seed. They're all good teams. They can all shoot. They're all well coached. They're there for a reason. Get the points there. If you're going to lay, you know, the 5, 6, 7, and 8 points in the tournament, you might as well just donate your money to charity, because a lot of these dogs are going to play right down to the end. You're playing in unfamiliar arenas where teams are going to foul. Maybe you don't hit your jump shots. Maybe you buckle under the pressure knowing that if you lose, there is no tomorrow. Take the points in the tournament more times than not. It's really, really going to help you out. Tonight, I did have a free play I wanted to sneak in there from Travis Terry in the NBA. Folks, if you're NBA bettors out there, take Houston on the money line tonight. It's definitely a good play. Talk to Travis all day long. He thinks that is one of the best plays on the board, so you definitely want to do that. Once again, folks, it's trendbetting.com. Log on the website. Click on the experts tab. We're here to help you out. The show was a lot of fun to do tonight. Good luck with your bets. I have a lot of action to play tonight. You know we're going to have some premium plays on the card tomorrow. So once again, this is the primetime edition, March Madness edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Folks, have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, weekly, exclusively on trendbetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl.